You're listening to Talk With Us, a podcast where we chat about what's on our mind
and what's blowing up on the internet. I'm your host, May.
And I'm your host, Quan.
And you're listening to
Talk With Us. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the show. It's your girl, Quan.
And it's your girl, May.
And you are back with Talk With Us.
Yes, you are. Y'all, we had to take a small break. You know, it happens. Yes, it happens.
Life happens.
Everything is all good. It's all gravy. It's a beautiful day, and we are ready to jump into it.
That's right.
Are you ready?
We are ready, but... Guys, if you are new to the channel, welcome to our channel, guys. Mm-hmm. If you've been riding with us since day one.
Day one, y'all. Day one.
Day one.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show. Hey, I might need to start doing our intro.
Welcome back to the show. She like to sing, so she's going to start singing the intro.
Welcomes you to our show.
Welcome back. All right, y'all, we're gonna jump on into the show. We're gonna start off with a little news. Do you have any news for us?
Some news. Well, this is kind of behind just a little bit, but Sidney Poitier, he passed away. I think he lived 94.
That's a good life.
Yeah. And so, yeah, we just wanted to mention him because we try to mention, you know, everybody that, you know, that we, you know, have had like an impact on the world. And he was well known. So we just wanted to mention him that, you know, that he did pass away. So we just, you know, prayers out to his family, which I think they're okay. They're all right because God gave him such a long, long life. And I mean, you can't be really upset, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Y'all don't get me wrong. You know, you will always miss your loved ones, but when they get to be that age, like a 90 to like 100 and something, you just got to praise God for all of those years that he gave that person.
Yes, you do.
You know,
and he lived a long, beautiful life.
Yes, he did. So, yeah, you know, so that's a great age, and it's just wonderful. So
rest in peace.
And oh yeah, and also I think that we might have mentioned Betty White, but she also was like 99.
So good age too.
Yeah, so just beautiful ages. And she and this person here may not have been famous, but she was loved and well known. We remember my grandma. My
mom, she was always famous to us.
Yeah, to the, you know what I'm saying, like everybody else, but to us, yes. So we remember her. My mom always light a tree for my grandmother in remembrance.
On the 16th,
in her favorite color. And so, yeah, we just always do that. And we just, you know, hold that memory near and dear
to
us.
You put it on your YouTube page, right?
Yes, it is on my YouTube. And y'all, guess what? Quan, she started doing some YouTube shorts.
Y'all, I just started my shorts.
Yeah, she likes to try, you know, it's quick, it's fast, it's not long, 15 minutes tops. And you got a miniature video here. So if you check it out, Quan, give them your YouTube.
It's just my name, Laquan Everett.
Laquan Everett. And go to her shorts, hit that like and
y'all
subscribe
do that
button, y'all.
I'm trying to get up on the YouTube game. I'm trying to get comfortable.
Yeah, she's trying to get comfortable.
Before we start our channel on YouTube.
Yes. I mean, you know, she's got to get into that rhythm and stuff like that. Y'all know your girl over here already. Y'all, I got a silly video also up on YouTube. You can go check it out. May Thomas 78. Go ahead and have a laugh at that video short. And anyway, yeah, so we are ready to jump into this thing. We hope that you guys are having a great day and ready
it's beautiful
to just sit back and relax
out
and
it's pretty.
Listen to Talk With Us. Listen to us run our mouth, y'all.
Listen to us run our mouth on this beautiful day. There's not a cloud in the sky.
Now, it's so
blue
pretty.
Sky.
Blue, the sun is out. I mean,
and y'all get to sit and listen to us.
Yeah. Isn't that a nice combination?
Very.
YouTube. I mean, now listen at me. Got YouTube on the brain. I was going to say, talk with us and enjoy the day.
Yes.
That's a great combination, y'all. Go for it.
Y'all go for it.
Y'all, we're going to be so
turn good. Up the radio.
Just, yeah, turn it up and listen to us. Laugh at us. Laugh with us. Okay?
So we love to laugh.
Yes, we do. It's, you know, laughter makes the heart, you know, merry. So let's laugh as much as we can, because you know what, It's some non-laughing matters in this world, y'all. So we need to laugh as much as we can and try and be happy.
That's right.
Ain't that right, Quan?
That's right,
we
May.
Get an opportunity to laugh. Just laugh because it's like medicine to your whole spirit.
So it sure is.
I want my spirit self to be well. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yep. Okay. All right, Quan, what we got going on? But that's the little news. We just a little small portion of some news, y'all. So we're going to get ready to get into our show.
Yes, and today's conversation is going to be about YouTubers
and
the mukbang. How you say mukbang?
Mukbang.
The people who sit and eat all this food.
Y'all seen them.
And I watch them almost every day because the food be looking delicious.
She like the crunch. Mm. She like the crunch. It's the weirdest thing, y'all. You know what? I got to say this right here. It is so weird. People are so weird.
That is not weird.
No, it is. People will sit and watch somebody eat a whole slew of food.
It be looking good.
And I mean, if the food be looking good, yeah, but just think about it, what you're doing. You actually sitting here watching a person just eat.
I love it.
And they get boo-hoos of you.
Especially when they eat seafood.
You know what?
And I'm a seafood lover.
If she were to just sit down and just probably eat lettuce, she'd probably get 100,000K likes.
Because it's the sound. It's the sound it makes. Like, if you eat food that crunch, it just sounds good.
I understand the crunch. I do. I know it's like an asthma thing. I know it's the crunch, the tingling, the stuff that gets you feeling, you know, good in some kind of weird way. It works. Yeah, it does. You know, I'm not because I, you know, I look at asthma stuff and I like the especially like the brushing of the hair, and it's real close to the mic and it's like, it's
pulling
just
on naps.
Yeah, and just taking the nails joking. And just running down the long streaming hair. And it's not real people. Sometimes it's real people. Sometimes it's just mannequins. But it's just that sound. And then they go tapping on the mic and they be, you know, just rubbing the mic real good.
No, I like when they eat ice.
I like
the sound of ice.
Ice is good. But what are those little bitty green berries that look? Sea grapes.
Oh, sea grapes. Yeah.
Those things, y'all get a microphone.
I want to try them.
And get some sea grapes. I heard they were like real salty.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like them, and a lot of people do like them.
And they do,
and I want to test them out for myself.
Yeah, and you like seasoned food, so you might just like it. Mm-hmm. But I think you would have to eat it with something that's not seasoned. You know, like if you got sea grapes, and then just see if you got, I don't know, baked chicken.
You can't eat that together.
You can't. You're gonna have to not season that chicken.
Yeah, because they're salty already.
Yeah. So, and I think they're naturally salty. I think I'm not 100% sure, but they
come
out
of the
sea.
Because the people say they're salty.
And they do look like little grapes, but y'all, they make the best crunch sound.
They do. They really do.
It ain't like that, y'all.
You can't do it. You can't do it like the sea grapes.
I can't do it, y'all. The natural grapes do not crunch like that. But I understand the crunch. I like the crunch. I like sand. I like to see them raking in sand and just making like sand powdered. Something. I don't know. That's why I say it's weird. We're weird too.
Or cutting up soap.
I ain't never watched cutting up
soap. That sounds good too.
Cutting soap. No, yep. No. Cutting soap?
Yeah. They cut soap and it sounds good.
We're getting weird about a moment. We're getting weird about Look at that mean weirder. Weirder. By the moment, y'all, because I never listened to soap cutting. Apples.
Yeah,
apples.
Good.
Apples. I love to hear apples being cut. A pear. And wood.
Wood.
When they're scraping the wood and like they're chiseling the wood, it sounds like you're cutting apples. It is the best sound. That's how I know we're a weird set of people.
Yeah, we are, but it's okay.
And this set of people is everybody.
It sure is.
Okay, we're all in this together.
We are.
The weirdness.
But back to the food.
Yes.
YouTubers.
The YouTuber.
I enjoy watching them eat.
She does.
But there's one YouTuber I don't like to watch.
Really?
And that's the one we're probably going to touch on today a little bit. But
we could touch on a lot about YouTubers,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, because sometimes they have too much food in front of them and they be forcing themselves to eat this stuff just to get views.
And that's just not
And
cool.
I know they make themselves sick because they have so much food in front of them and they try their best to pack their mouth, pack their stomach as much as they can.
Wow. And that's, I mean,
and
you're,
it
trying to,
sick.
You're trying to get views, but you're making yourself sick.
Yep, they really
so
do.
So you're going to gain a bunch of subscribers, but you're going to wind up in the hospital or something.
Yep.
Or worse.
Yeah, and you're going to make yourself unhappy.
All right, then. Let's get on into it, then. And let's talk about this guy.
YouTuber that's ridiculous and that is slowly killing himself.
And we're going to introduce... He's not here with us, but we're introducing him.
I'm pretty sure y'all don't know him.
Nikato Avocado.
And I know a lot of y'all know him.
The YouTuber that is slowly killing himself for views.
And that's a shame.
You know, it says some people quit smoking for the New Year resolution. Some people decide to go to the gym, you know, to get in better shape. But this YouTuber is trying to eat himself to oblivion to get views on
YouTube. He doing that. He really doing that.
I think he's trying to get to, what, 400 pounds or something?
He already got there now. He's there now.
Oh, my goodness.
He's there.
Y'all, this is
sad. And the sad thing about it, he started off as a vegan.
So he, okay.
And he was a small little something.
Yeah, because, you know, vegans don't eat meat, right? So, nope. Yeah, okay. So he was probably like a royal. I don't know him. This is my first time. I might have come across him in my YouTube feed or whatever, but, you know, like,
I watch
I'm not like
corn. Videos.
I kind of scroll on by sometime, you know. But, yeah.
I didn't see him when he was really small.
Wow.
And I didn't see him when he was eating the vegan food, but I guess that was too boring for some of the views and stuff, so he had to up his game.
Yeah, and they said that since he's been doing this, he has kind of took a darker turn.
Yeah.
So, Quan, what can you say about Nikado Avocado?
He's a sad YouTuber. His life is sad on that camera, and he is doing everything he can do to get all the views he can get, but he's ruining himself, his health, and everybody around him.
So basically, he has gotten an addiction. You think
he didn't fell into a dark place? Because when he started the video, you know, he was all about the vegan life, and he seen mm-hmm. it more happier.
Mm-hmm.
But the more he ate and the bigger he got, it put him into like a depression.
Oh,
and it just went out of control there.
So now he's depressed because he's overweight.
Yeah, he is. And he'll get on the camera crying and stuff. Like, I didn't gain all this weight, and showing his stomach and all that stuff. But
okay, so he can stop and reverse this cycle.
He can if he stopped doing these videos.
Yeah, if he stopped eating this type of food.
But he's not going to stop because it made him rich. And he's loving the money because it made him 50 rich. Because
well,
he got like five channels where he sit
five
and just
channels.
Eat. Yes.
And he eats on
and
everyone?
And they all eating channels.
What? Are
yes.
you serious? He's got five channels
yep.
where he's just eating.
Yep. Yes, he does.
Somebody help this guy, please. Somebody help
he
this
embarrassing.
Man. He
embarrassing.
He seriously has an addiction then. And because five channels worth of just eating, that
yep.
is saying a lot. He is.
He have a sad story because I sat there and watched it and how he got started and stuff. And where he at now is very sad.
So, what made him change from being vegan to just eating basically everything with a face?
I don't know. I think, I think it was the views. I don't think that people wanted to see him eat like healthy food.
Okay.
They wanted him to eat what everybody else was eating, and that's the unhealthy food.
And he started
and
on this journey.
And got him on that lifestyle, and he couldn't get off. I mean, when he eat.
I thought
he have a boatload of food in front of him. And he just sit there and just shove it all in his mouth.
Oh, my goodness. I think I read somewhere in this little article that he was like 350 pounds. So mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure. So he's almost to hit that 400 pound.
No, I think he there.
Really?
I think he at the 400 pounds now.
Oh, my goodness. So if he's at 400 and he continued down this road.
Unhealthy and slowly killing himself.
So he's, okay, so why? The creator is destroying himself mentally and physically, but he's gaining views.
Yep.
Okay. Let's just stop for a minute. How far are you willing to go for views? If this guy's sitting here eating himself away for views, then, yeah, okay, so you got views. YouTube is paying you, whatever. But then if you get sick and wind up in a hospital or worse, to die because of your addiction, then what has it gained you?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Sometimes I think some YouTubers go too far.
They do. They go way too far.
Now, I've seen mukbangs. I have, but I'm not into it like Quan is, but I have seen people eat. But
sometimes
I really,
I wish I was sitting beside them, not him.
I don't want to see anybody just being gluttony.
I want to sit beside B-Love.
I think everybody like B-Love and her sauce or something like that.
Yeah.
I think
I tried
she
it. Quan it's
tried
delicious.
It. Yeah, she made some B-Love sauce once, and
it
was good.
Good.
It was good, y'all. It was good. So whatever she put in that sauce, it was like bomb, I guess. But this dude right here, I wonder if his family is trying to reach out to him.
I don't know.
You know, because it it's
he do have his boyfriend on the show with him, and yeah.
Well, he's a
healthy sized guy too, but not as big as him.
Oh my goodness! The world that we're living in today is dangerous.
It is. Like
more ways than one.
He will come on the show and sometimes he'll have a complete meltdown where he take the food and just start throwing it on his boyfriend and his boyfriend will throw it back on him. It makes it sort of like pigs. So, I hate to say that, but it's disgusting.
But you know what though? They put it out there. So, and if they're acting like wild animals, well, I mean, you're kind of just describing what you see. And if that's what it looks like, you know, pigs.
It looked like pigs.
And with food everywhere, food around
him. He done got so big.
He's not.
And he don't care.
I think, okay, well, he probably cares, but he's now in a depression.
Yeah, he is.
And he's not going to get out of it. And the person that's sitting next to him is eating, and he's not going to get him out of it because they're in a world of trouble already.
Yeah, they
okay?
are.
Okay? They're in a world of trouble already. And you know what they say? They're just pulling themselves down. They're in sinking sand. And not only these YouTubers, but any YouTuber that is sitting down eating all this food galore.
I have seen a lot of unhealthy YouTubers.
They got like a table.
Eat.
Yeah, they got like a table that is, I mean, no room on the table. They didn't even have room on the table to put their hands on the table.
They got food on the table that meant for a family to eat, not just one person.
Yeah, just you know, like Thanksgiving come around.
Yeah.
And you know, you got like, let's say you got 12 members at the family right here to your house, it's Thanksgiving. You know, you got a whole spread out. This is the kind of table that one person or two people is sitting out eating.
One person to sit down and eat all that food.
You know what,
that's
though? The body is quite amazing. It's amazing now because it can stretch to an amazing size. It's sad. It's not a good thing, but the body is able to stretch.
Yeah.
But when you stretch it so far like that and you keep, you know you're going to have some kind of harmful things that are going to come out of this. It can't be good. It can't be good sitting there eating a whole table full of food that's meant for a whole family and you gobbling it up by yourself.
They do it for the views, and you know, to them it pays off because you know their bank account gets bigger, but their health go down
and their mental state go down. I wouldn't
but to them they happy because their bank account accounts are getting bigger.
Uh-huh. they're not really happy because I feel like if they were home and they look in the mirror, They're not happy. But now when they go to their bank account and they want to spend money, yeah, they happy. But when they look at themselves, really just take a look and look, you know, just say, what have I done to myself? They cannot be happy.
No, they can't be.
This dude is not happy. I don't think nobody happy. It's other YouTubers out there, too, that have gained so much weight just because they sitting down trying to get viewed. Look,
yep.
I like YouTube. I do YouTube, but I do YouTube for fun. I like to, if I can make people laugh or whatnot, you know, and I share inspiration, tell them about God and just good life and just try to keep people motivated, whatever like that. There, you know, and then just get them laughing and whatnot. That's what I do.
I don't think I do a food video.
I'm not going to put myself.
No knocks to other people who do them.
No, yeah, right.
But
no,
I don't think I do a food
you.
Video and lose myself into that.
But you know what?
Video,
I take
like
that back. I would knock you. I would knock you if it's hurting you.
Yeah, because, if it's hurting you.
Because you know what? You know, you shouldn't do that to yourself.
I say it's okay to make a food video if you do that and then you have some other thing that you're doing. Like, you're going vlogging
every
and stuff
now
like
and then.
Out of the house or whatever. But if, when you're just sitting in front of the camera
all the time
eating different types of food.
For views?
No.
You know, I got 1,000K likes today. What did you do? I ate food that was meant 12 people. No. And this is what he's doing to himself, and outcome is not going to be good.
No, especially when you sit there and eat like, I think he cooked 10 pastas.
Mm-mm.
You know how they cook them and they put them together and then they put all that sauce in there. Mm-hmm. And he sat there and ate it all
mm-mm.
of them. And you know, pasta is nothing but carbs. That
mm-mm.
just that right there just jack your body completely up. And they just sit there.
Oh,
and
you know, y'all stop motivating this man to do this harm to himself. I know you're not doing it, but every time you get on there and be like, eat more. We want to see you eat this. We want to see you eat that. And this person is already not well. He's not well, okay? But he has 5 million subscribers.
Yep.
Can you imagine? 5 million subscribers want to watch him eat himself to oblivion.
And he doing it because y'all want to see him do it.
And then what? And then he wind up in the hospital or, like I said,
dead.
You know, and then be like, well, you know, that guy sure ate himself. Ain't no way I'll sit there and eat that. Ain't no way. But you know what, though? He has fallen into a dark hole and he cannot get out.
Nope.
He cannot get out. And it's
going to be. And that is pretty bad. Pretty bad. Yeah. So all these people who out here have any monk bangers, so he's exchanging y'all be careful with his food.
Don't exchange your health for money.
No, don't do that.
Because that's what he's doing. It's like he gave over his healthy lifestyle, so to speak.
He really did.
You know,
from a vegan
for money
to this type of lifestyle, and look at him now.
Yeah. He probably was more happier than
when he was a vegan.
Uh-huh. And you know what? You don't have to be a vegan to be happy, but if you just, you know, eat right portions of food and stuff like that, you can eat what you like. You can eat, but just eat it in right proportion. But he was probably better off. Well, I know he was. Well, who knows? But,
yeah.
You know.
Who knows?
This guy right here. Dude, stop doing mukbangs.
Please.
You got enough money. Stop doing mukbang. Now reverse it and do the. You know what he can do? He can do. I'm gonna lose this weight.
I mean, he can. He can change the video over.
Change the video back. You know, do a reverse and put it to a healthy weight, and then let the same viewers that are watching you watch you eat your way back to a healthier you.
Yep.
Will it happen though?
Will it happen? I don't know. I don't think so.
I think somebody's gonna reach out to him though and try to help him before it's too late.
I hope so.
I think somebody will.
Because the people who he sit with, you know, they be on the healthy side too.
Oh, boy.
It's not just him. It's the guests too. It's some of his guests too that he bring on there. And they be like, you know, big too.
What is this? The Peppa Pig show?
No, like the clumps. Almost like the clumps.
The clumps.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember the clumps.
Eddie Murphy.
Oh my goodness!
I mean, it's not funny. It's not funny.
Yeah, we're not laughing.
He's ruining
at
his
him
life.
But you know, it's ridiculous because he's doing it for views. If this person was just having a bad thing and they went into a depression and they just started eating, and you know, you could reach out for, you know, somebody can reach out and give him a helping hand because maybe he fell into a depression. He lost a job that he was making good, lost his home, whatever, you know, and went into a depression and just started eating his way. Okay, that's different. But this guy here is doing this for views.
He's doing it for money.
He has gotten to this point for views. He traded one life for the other.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to sit there and be a clump and don't want to get help, then it's not going to be good.
It's not going to be good.
And the friends that are sitting around him eating 10 McBurgers or whatever, you guys are not helping him.
They have these big old burgers and they have all this cheese and he'll dip the whole entire burger over into the cheese.
What you say? What?
And then he'll eat it, but he'll eat it so messy.
Ew.
And that's the thing that get me.
See, that's another weird
he'll
thing.
Eat it so
okay.
Completely messy.
I got a question, Quan. Have you ever seen other YouTubers that eat messy like him?
I have.
That eat messy like him?
Yeah.
I mean, some of them eat messy,
and they be
right?
Small people, too, and okay. They eat messy, but...
You know what, though?
He just take his food and rub it all over his face.
Uh-uh.
And then he shaved his head while he was eating, like, eggs and noodles. While he was shaving his head, it was falling all into his food.
Don't tell me that.
Yeah, he did.
Put this guy in a mental institution. Y'all, I'm not picking at nobody, but put him in there because he obviously is going... He is... Boy,
these types of video are just ruining people's lives. They're ruining this guy's life. I'm pretty sure he's not the only one. He's not the only one. And they're doing it for money, but
it's just
ruining
the thing,
their life,
yeah.
But they're doing it for money.
Yeah, it's just the thing. You know, when somebody trading their life for money, you know, and now he's in a dark place and can't get out of it. But he did it.
To himself
because he was trying to earn money, and he did it. He
got popular.
He got a goal to gain this weight and eat, and he did it.
Yeah.
He didn't. I'm not, you know, some people are naturally healthy. Whatever. That's fine.
But I done seen some YouTuber who eat like that, but then they work out and stuff.
Yeah. And I have seen YouTubers that have mukbangs.
Who can keep their, you know, they body frame. You know how they, mm-hmm. they keep their body in shape mm-hmm. after they eat all that food and stuff, but they'll go burn it off.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them don't. They just eat it.
And I think that the videos that, that they do.
And they come back and make another video
mm-hmm.
and eat all that food again, and it just study gain weight.
And I don't think that's healthy either.
It's not.
Yeah, we got to find, a better way. Because the mukbang will soon be the death bang.
It is.
If they don't stop.
It is.
And it's not cool to do yourself like that. Don't do it for views. Don't do it.
I follow a lot of people who do eat it. I follow B-Love and I follow...
Okay, do B-Love put all that stuff on her face?
No. No. Not like that. Not like how he do it. No. B-Love, when she eat, you know, no. some. The only thing I don't like what she do, she burp a lot.
You know,
I can't stand it. Hear people burping and eating.
But guess what though? It's people like when people burp.
I can't stand that. Especially when they're
eating.
They
be like, oh, that's a good one, sis.
Yeah.
I mean, people like it. It's weird.
That's disgusting.
That's weird. I'm telling you, it's weird. I don't know, y'all. What y'all think?
That's weird. I didn't watch a lot of people who eat meat though. Who not messy.
Yeah.
I mean, they eat a lot of food, but they don't be messy.
I see people eating. I know some people eat with their fingers, and they
they
scoop it up. I have seen them where they like I don't know bread or something, and they'll scoop it up and then they put it in their mouth, and it might drip down. Okay, well, you know, hey,
I can't stand to see the sauce on their chin and they don't wipe it off.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. that kind of get up on nerves too.
Oh my goodness! But y'all, he need help seriously though.
Yeah, he need help. He need help. I think they all need help.
if anybody personally know this guy on a personal level, help him.
If you follow him on YouTube, tell him to slow down.
Yeah, tell him to slow down. Or try to steer him back into another direction. Like, Nick, why don't you do a video on by losing the weight that you gained or something like that.
Go take your followers on a walk.
Yeah, going back on a health journey.
Yeah.
Yeah, do
something.
That. Do that.
Take them to the gym.
Do that because,
let people see that you're working out, that mm-hmm. you're for real, that you want to lose this weight.
Because
don't get in front of the camera crying and saying that you fat and that you this and
because
that.
You're right, don't do that.
Instead of packing your mouth
yourself.
All this food.
Right, don't be getting like a crying baby.
He did that too many times.
And
too.
Like a meltdown. To myself.
Yeah.
And then reach over there and he pulling out a double cheeseburger dipping in cheese. I can't.
Let me stop. It's just sad. It's sad.
I have to laugh a little bit because he did it to sell y'all. He did it to himself.
I mean, I hate that people have, you know, breakdown. But when you bring it to the camera like that, you asking for it. You opening the door
for
to
all
people
kinds,
to laugh.
Right.
And, you know, give their own opinion.
Some people are enjoying it.
It's not going to be all good opinions.
It's not. Because, you know, some people are enjoying it. Some people are disgusted by it. Some people wish that he would turn his life around. You know, you got all these people because you have opened this door.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to get this kind of feedback. We don't bash nobody. But you know what, though? He's doing it to himself. We're not doing it. He's doing it to himself.
Yep. So. Get the help that you need. Let the eating videos die down some.
Please.
Please do, because right now you're not in a good place in your life.
He may just go ahead and have a breakdown, and then somebody you know, get him and put him somewhere he can get help.
Somebody need to.
Take
that recorder away from him. Take the food away from him. Tell him to stop.
YouTube, stop him.
YouTube need to take his channel.
Stop that. Stop the YouTube. Stop it. Flag that channel for... You know, flag that channel and stop him.
Stop him.
stop putting his videos in feed. Stop it. Stop it, because it's not helping him.
No, it's not.
And besides, I think financially, he's already good financially.
You got 5 million views.
Right.
I mean, subscribers. Yeah, you're good.
He's good, so he can stop this, because the road was a long journey, and guess what, buddy? The road is about to run out.
Mm-hmm.
So
it really is.
In all seriousness, it's about to run out. You cannot do your body like that. God is not intending for you to do your body like that. God is not intending for a lot of things to be the way that they are. But you got to get yourself back right. You got to snap back and get in shape mentally and physically. And you got to start thinking right. And the only way you think right is God's way. It's God's way.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Got your life, everything. It's got to be, you know, in line up with God. So he needs some prayer.
He do.
He needs some prayer.
We're going to pray for him.
I will definitely pray for him because I don't care who it is. I don't like to see nobody just, you know, tore up like this and just life just like a jigsaw puzzle. Because now he was a whole puzzle and now he's just everywhere, just scattered.
Yeah.
With cheeseburgers all over it. Just scattered.
Cheeseburgers.
Yeah. You know, he was like a whole puzzle. Now he's just a jigsaw puzzle. Just tore up. He tore up.
Man.
There's food all over everywhere. We need to get the cleanup crew.
Dang, Nick.
Need some priests, need some godly men come in there and pray that spirit out.
Yeah, you do.
Because he got a gluttonous spirit.
He
you
do.
Know, and,
he
and,
do.
That's, and that's what will happen. You know, that actually happened when the Israelites, when they wanted, they basically got tired of eating bread and they wanted meat. So God gave them meat and they gluttoned themselves. They ate and ate and they some died from it. So, it overeating can be your doom.
It can.
Don't fool yourself in thinking, you know, it won't because it can. So, yeah. So,
all right,
Nikki,
we got to get off of Nick
and his plate.
And his plate and his food habits. We just wish him the best and hopefully he'll change his lifestyle.
Yeah. All of it.
Yes.
All of it, Nikki. Come on, Nikki. We're rooting for you. Best behavior. Good behavior. Get off of this track. Now.
What is that?
Train wreck.
What is that?
Rooting for Nikki?
No.
Get off the tracks, man. Get off this train track. You're just a runaway train.
It's a runaway.
Hey, anybody who jump on that train, I'm sorry, but you're going to be doomed to.
You sure will be.
Get off the train, man.
Get off
the muck, train. The mukbang train.
The mukbang train.
And everybody who riding on a mukbang train. And
get
they,
off.
And they health is starting to fail. Get off the train.
Please.
Now. You got a little white man waving the flag down there. Get off while you can.
That's messed up.
Y'all
that
had
is so messed
I
up.
I had a crazy visuals and stuff, y'all. I just do. Y'all, I come with the crazy stuff, y'all. But we don't mean no harm.
No, none of it.
We seriously hope he, you know, changes life.
Yes.
But, you know, we always have to have a laugh.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, we do.
You know, but we hope that you guys enjoyed the show.
Yeah, we're getting ready to wrap this up. So we just want to touch on that.
Yeah.
And, again, we are sorry for being away for so long.
Wait a minute, though. I have something else to say. You know, TikTok is just as bad. I seen this. This is what I want to say. It was like, you know, how that people are trying to beat the COVID. They boil their chicken in like NyQuil and they call it sleepy chicken.
What?
Yes, I saw that the other day. And they soak the chicken or whatever they're going to eat, like overnight or whatever, in NyQuil.
And oh,
then,
my goodness.
Yes, and then they cook it and they eat it. And they're telling people to stop doing this. This is a dangerous TikTok trend. Stop doing it.
So after they eat the chicken,
I guess
what, they fall asleep?
They get sleepy and all that. Yeah, and they call it sleepy chicken.
What
I saw that
had to do with COVID?
You know, I guess they, you know, like the cold medicine NyQuil that makes you sleepy.
Oh my goodness!
And yeah, they soak it and they like had this like this picture and the chicken was all blue around it because it had to soaked up the NyQuil.
Oh
and they
my
were
goodness!
And they were cooking it and they the health officials, doctors, and all that said stop it.
TikTok.
Yeah, and again, it's for views.
Y'all, that's going to probably be our next show. We're going to speak on TikTok, too, because TikTok crazy, too.
Yeah.
We'll probably talk about that on the next show.
Mm-mm-mm.
Something they're going to do with TikTok, because TikTok is ridiculous. These people try some stupid behind things on TikTok.
They do. They really do. But they do it for views, again.
They do it for views.
So
and they get the views.
Yeah. So, but, you know, and a lot of them wind up with some serious health issues.
They really do.
So, yeah.
We're probably going to touch on that on the next show. Mm-hmm. So
in the meanwhile, don't put no NyQuil on your chicken.
Don't do that.
Just go to sleep, y'all.
Don't do that.
Just take some regular cold medicine. Don't be boiling your food in it.
Mm-mm.
It ain't going to get rid of COVID, okay?
It's not. It's really
but
not,
but it might
y'all.
Get rid of you. Don't feed me.
I don't want your chicken.
I ain't finna be eating
your
nobody.
Sleepy chicken.
Because somebody might be going to cook their food with some medicine and try. No.
No, that's crazy.
Trying to stay healthy. You know, it's stuff go wrong with people.
It really does. It really does. But till then, guys, like I said, that's probably be the next show, TikTok. So thank you, May.
All right. You know me. Got it right here.
Yeah.
Over here. Y'all come on over here, TikTok.
TikTok videos.
Listen to me, Quinn. You got me saying TikTok. Come over here to talk with us. I know TikTok.
Yeah, she confused now. So we finna get ready to get up out of here. Yeah, I am your girl, Quinn.
And I'm your girl, May.
And we will talk to you guys next time.
Peace, love, God bless, and see you when we see y'all.
Bye, guys. Bye.